Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. The Iron Dog Snow Machine race remains stalled in Unalakleet this morning due to rough weather on the Bering Sea coast. KIYU and KNOM report that the race is on weather hold as a storm threatens to flood sections of the trail along Norton Sound. Meanwhile, it's a close race at the front. The team of Tyler Acklestad and Tyson Johnson have a five-minute lead over the team of Chris Olds and Mike Morgan at Unalakleet, where Iron Dog Board President Jim Wilkie says race officials are reassessing conditions. The race had been running ahead of schedule due to good snow cover and grooming by Iditarod trail breakers. Five of the 28 pro-class Iron Dog teams that started the race in Big Lake Sunday have scratched. If the weather hold is lifted, racers could be at the Nome halfway point tonight. The race is scheduled to restart Thursday morning, bound for a Fairbanks finish Saturday. The first-place team gets $70,000. A vast swath of the state is under storm warnings and winter weather advisories as fronts move from west to east across mainland Alaska. National Weather Service meteorologist Jim Brader says the forecast is evolving and a system expected to be over the interior tomorrow night through Friday is now predicted to be more intense than previously anticipated.
Between 4 and 7 inches of snow and fairly windy conditions, the strongest winds are expected to come in Thursday night into Friday morning, and we could see winds of 25 to 35 miles an hour.
Reduced visibility due to blowing snow is expected over Stees, Elliott, and Dalton Highway summits, but Brader notes that high winds are also expected at lower elevations, including in Fairbanks.
Because it's going to be a cold front, so we'll mix the wind all the way down in the valleys.
Temperatures are expected to cool from highs in the 30 above range Thursday to 10 on Friday and 4 on Saturday. Sea ice extent is near record lows in the Arctic Ocean, and that has implications for weather patterns around the globe. Anchorage-based climatologist Brian Brettschneider tells the Alaska Energy Desk new studies are doing a much better job describing a link past climate models have struggled with.
What we're learning is that the reduction of sea ice is having not only an impact on how temperatures are warming, right, with the release of heat from oceans and the absorption of solar energy from the lack of snow and ice, but we're learning is it's affecting the flow of the atmosphere.
As examples of the effects, Brettschneider points to changes in three major winter weather drivers.
Deepening of the Aleutian low pressure system, so that's a semi-permanent area of low pressure in the winter months. A weakening of the Icelandic low pressure system, which is obviously near Iceland, and an increase in the Siberian high pressure system. And these are, again, these are semi-permanent features. They're typically there for months at a time in the cold season, and they drive the weather across the entire globe.
Brettschneider emphasizes that localized day-to-day weather impacts of climate change are more complicated and variable than the long-term global warming trend. The push for gun control following last week's school shooting in Florida was focused on two members of Alaska's congressional delegation last night. Alaska Public Media reports that an Anchorage event headlined by Senator Lisa Murkowski and Congressman Don Young was interrupted by a small group of protesters.
You got blood on your hands! You got blood on your hands!
The event at the Anchorage Petroleum Club was intended to be a victory lap for Murkowski and Young following opening of the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge to oil development. Joni Bruner with Alaska Grassroots Alliance was one of the protesters.
The thing that we really want them to know is that the blood money with NRA is not going to go over any longer.
According to Murkowski's spokesperson, the senator is planning on co-sponsoring legislation to provide grants for training in schools aimed at preventing future violent incidents. I'm Dan Bross.